This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Meaning the government could have shut down partially again, but whoa, at the last second, all is well, sort of. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, Macho America Tonight. And, of course, we've been talking about this for a long time, it seems. Who better to kick this hour off than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, from Talk Media News. Bob, what happened? It looked like it was going off the rails with this border wall thing.
It was close, that's for sure, Kate, and it was about to tank, and then it came back. The Senate passed it was $333 billion total for the whole package by 83 to 16, and then the House had a final vote of, I think it was 300 to 128. But I've got to tell you, there were moments in the last 2 days where I thought, okay, this is not going to make it, and it did. And now, of course, the president's going to declare a national emergency and spend about $8 billion more than the $1.36-ish billion that's in the bill.
Wow. So when is that going to happen with the national emergency? The next day?
I think it'll be happening tomorrow. Now, by the way, just to set the record straight on this, because, you know, I've been doing this all day, and I've been researching for about a month on the national emergency situation. I called a couple of staffers on the Hill. They have at least 136 distinct statutory emergency powers that the president has back from the 1970s, okay, upon the declaration of emergency. Only 13 require a declaration of Congress. So as people have been saying, well, Congress has to approve it. Well, if it's in 13 certain categories, yes, but there's 136 categories. So the president can walk around Congress on this. Now, that doesn't mean somebody won't sue, you know, the White House on this.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I'm glad you said that and made those calls because, you know, Chuck Schumer was losing his mind and said the Trump is declaring a border emergency is a lawless act. And so the longtime, you know, senator from New York says, no, you can't do this. But by saying that there's ways around it, you can bet with all the lawyers, et cetera, they had to have looked at that.
That's you're right. That's one thing the lawyers have. And then, as of January of this year, 58 national emergencies have been declared since that act in 1976. 31 of them are constantly renewed every year. We don't even hear about this. And then there's one from 1979 and that started with the Carter administration. That blocked the Iranian government property under an emergency act. And then there was another one under the Clean Air Act, and that was back, I think, in 1969. And then there was a military construction project, and that was back in, 70-some. So, you know, this isn't something brand new. Now, this is the first time we're hearing about it because nothing involved a wall in a campaign. You know, these were biological things, the Iranian hostage crisis, et cetera. So we're just hearing about this for kind of the first time. This has been around since the 70s.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when I look not just at what's happening here, obviously the border wall and the push-pull over the emergency, but then, by the way, on the 27th and the 28th of February, there's going to be the second summit with Kim Jong-un in Hanoi. And, you know, you got to say, listen, other presidents have tried to figure this out, but you got to give him some cred because he's having these discussions. I mean, this is groundbreaking stuff. It was really in Singapore, don't you think?
Oh, Kate, absolutely. You know, ever since the first meeting of North and South Korea, you know, and then when the president met with Kim Jong-un, and I would, you know, get questions from different stations, and they would say, well, this is falling apart. We read a report. Somebody said something. And as I told him at that time, it is not falling apart. Little bumps, But, you know, after 70-some years of not talking, we've tried everything. I voted for Bill Clinton's couple billion dollars back when I was in Congress, Kate, because we tried everything. And I'm not criticizing them for trying that at the time with the Clinton administration, but nothing worked. You know, Clinton, Bush, Obama, nothing worked. And now Donald Trump is doing it. I mean, President Trump is making this happen, and I just don't see where it's going to go backwards, no matter what the media reports that, you know, Kim Jong-un's developing nuclear capability, et cetera. It's not going in that direction. It's going in the other direction.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Korea. I mean, do you think in our lifetime that we could see a united Korea? That'd be wild.
You know, I was thinking about that. Kim Jong-un and, you know, the president of South Korea have already made some commitments to begin actual people going back and forth between the two countries, which is amazing. And to share some, you know, different items along the border. And so I think, yes, who ever thought the wall would fall in our lifetime? And it did.
Yeah. I think my favorite quote of the day, though, coming out of Washington was from this new book that was written by the former FBI director, Andrew McCabe, who talked about Jeff Sessions when he was attorney general as a bumbling kind of guy. And he wrote about him, and he said he didn't read intelligence reports. He mixed up classified material that he had seen in newspaper clips. He blamed immigrants for nearly every societal problem and uttered racist sentiments with shocking callousness. And then he said the FBI was better off when you hired only drunk Irishmen. He said Sessions said that in one diatribe about the Bureau workforce. They were drunks, but they could be trusted. Not like all these new people with nose rings and tattoos. Who knows what they're doing? Oh, my gosh, that's craziness. Is that the most hilarious stuff you've heard?
Well, you know, I've heard a lot over the years, and I'm sure that things are set in the FBI, and I think that I mean, McCabe got in some problems, but he's probably telling the truth on this one. A lot of things are said over there on D.C., you know.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, how many? I'm going to go through and find out how many Irish guys they hire in the Bureau to see what he's talking about. Oh, I thought that was wild. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, it makes it, that new book makes it kind of interesting. See, controversy sells. It's like me. I have Deal Your Own Destiny, and I have some good stuff in Deal Your Own Destiny, but I don't talk anything about what this former FBI acting director, Andrew McCabe, was portraying about Jeff Sessions. Just completely wild. Now, the other buzz in the backyard is about Amazon. What is going on? There was so much competition for these cities to headquarter Amazon. You know, you see these Amazon trucks. I feel like I'm like in a movie. Seriously, every time I go to the airport early in the morning, the trucks are lined up at the Amazon fulfillment center. It's crazy. And this is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where our satellite facility is. But Amazon and the fact that they were in New York was huge, but they pulled out. So now you got all these other cities that were still in the middle of the bid process. So then it makes you think, okay, so they withdrew from the agreement they were going to build this office complex and have 25,000 jobs in Long Island City. But now that means it opens things up. Bye-bye, Big Apple. Take a bite in another direction, and we're going to go to another city. Maybe Newark, maybe New Jersey, maybe someplace in New Jersey, maybe someplace else in New Jersey, maybe Miami, Pittsburgh, Austin, Texas, Columbus, Ohio. That's a lot of jobs. Apparently, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was furious about Amazon's pullout. Not a good one. Hang with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Day. I hope you had a great one. Maybe get some leftover chocolate. It's kind of like Easter, but everything's red. And Easter is about the bunnies when we're talking about product-wise and baskets. And Valentine's Day is about love of a different sort. And I think it lasts for days because there's candy hearts and candy of all sorts that seems to be left over. And you find this when you go to doctor's offices. Even my dentist's office, they had a bunch of Valentine's candy. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're supposed to be telling people not to get cavities, and you've got this already hanging around. So let's go to Andy, our technical maestro, and do another one of those fair or fouls. Andy, well, first of all, I'll pick up on the candy thing. Is it okay to leave candy hanging out extra when it's Valentine's candy, or is it just one of those days that should go away if you're single? You know, there's, I think singles sometimes get snubbed on Valentine's Day. What do you think?
I think it's more candy for you.
It's more candy for you.
And also, you don't have to, you can buy it after Valentine's Day when it goes on sale too, because there's nobody that you have a schedule for.
That's true. But, and you can get it cheaper. Go to the store, and it's probably, I'm sure, half price because they got to dump it because they're not going to sell it after the holiday, just like Halloween candy and just like Easter candy, really.
Maybe too much candy for single people.
Yeah, it might be too much candy. You're right. All right, I was talking about Amazon and the surprise decision to pull the plug at their headquarters in New York City. So here's my fair or foul to you. Do you think it's fair that Amazon, because they blow themselves up so much, they made this huge thing and all these cities dumped really thousands and thousands of dollars into wooing Amazon because they know the jobs it could mean, etc. So it becomes like a lottery. They create their own lottery and New York won and now they're gone. So that means somebody else is up for grabs in another city. I mentioned them in the last segment, but Columbus, Ohio, or Austin, Texas, or Pittsburgh, or Miami, or Newark, New Jersey. Is it fair or foul that Amazon tricks us this way and makes all these cities try to woo them and spend tons of money to try to get them to pick their city?
Well, if I know anything about wooing, it's that you got to play hard to get. And I think it's fair that they're doing that because these cities didn't need to try to woo them, and Amazon's just going to make the right decision. I don't think taking anyone out to dinner is going to make a difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Putting on a nice dress, because they're going to look deep for the right place to go to, and I don't think they're doing the research. I don't think. Do you know what I mean? I think it is fair.
Yeah, I think it's fair, too, because here's the thing. I had a long discussion with someone about this. I mean, seriously, the cities I mentioned, if you live in any of those cities, if you're listening to us, I know I have friends and people that I know that are listening to us in Columbus, Ohio. Your money, your tax money was going toward wooing. It was toward Amazon because they had to do a big presentation. They had to go deep. It cost a ton of money, but the idea was to get Amazon to come there because then it would pump tons of money into the economy, and for goodness sake, you'd have an Amazon headquarters there. So I think it is fair and brilliant because that's Jeff Bezos, the way he rolls, even if he's in deep with some of the things that have happened to him on the gossipy side with his marriage and girlfriend and all that nonsense with the National Enquirer. But from the business perspective, it's brilliant. You create a raffle, you make people tell you what they have to offer, and then you pick the place you want to go anyway. So you just make Amazon bigger and bigger and bigger because people are talking about it. They want to get the headquarters. It's huge. I think too, so I think it's fair. All right, how about this? In fraternities and sororities, they have hazing, and hazing is not good. But hazing in a mild form, it shouldn't be really even called that. Some people say it's acceptable. I shockingly was in a sorority. I was sort of the anti-sorority girl because I got wooed by a sorority that was not like the, you know, the crazy beautiful, and some of them are wonderful, beautiful white columns, and you must say this and must do that. It was kind of the cool kids on the block, and it was good for me because I never had an older sister. I didn't know anything about Ohio University, and my best buddy was doing this Rush thing, and I'm glad I ended up doing it, but it was what I called sort of the anti-sorority, just the real people. Well, at LSU, which I love the school, I've been there a bunch of times, a frat did a thing where they did a hazing thing where they had pledges. They urinated on pledges. Fair or foul, Andy?
I don't know why you would want to join a fraternity and be friends with people that had urinated on you. I think that's kind of foul.
I think it's foul, too. What in the world is going on?
In multiple meanings of the word.
Yes, and I think it's disgusting. It's despicable. You're right. Why would you want to be hazed like that to prove something and then end up with these are your brothers if they're doing that to you? And, you know, when I was at school, there was a fraternity that would take people, that would take their pledges, guys, out into the woods, and they'd blindfold them, and they'd have them in a circle, and they put paper bags over their heads and pelted them with eggs. And I can imagine what that felt like, because they had no idea what was going on. But that's even different than what I just mentioned. So I think they should get in trouble for that, and I think they should be banned. I think that frat should be banned. It's bad for the sorority fraternity system anyway. So why would you do that?
As much as I hate to say it, I agree with you, because I think kids should be able to do what they want, and it's just kind of dumb. It serves no purpose. Why can't they have better tests, like who's the best wingman, you know?
Or anything. Like, I mean, yes, there's so many things that you could do.
The smartest.
Yeah,
nice to have smart
whatever.
People in your group.
Yeah, exactly. Something a little bit different than that. All right, fair or foul when politicians become rock stars, even if they're ex-politicians, like the First Lady, Michelle Obama, huge news in the beginning of the week because Michelle Obama was out at the Grammys, and she is a rock star now with her book becoming out, no matter what you think of Democrats versus Republicans, former First Ladies, blah, 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 blah. She, you know, the former First Lady appeared at the Grammys, popped up on stage, and J-Lo was there, and so was, you know, it was just a murderer's row of famous women singers that were standing there on the stage with her, and people went absolutely crazy for her because this has become the year of the woman. So fair or foul?
Okay, this one's kind of complicated because Michelle Obama is not really in politics right now, and I haven't been following. Did you say that she's not going to be running for president?
Oh, no, people always ask her, but she's not running for any office, at least not right now. No, no, no. She has a book that's, like, huge, and it's taken off, and she's speaking at places, and they're selling tickets like wildfire, but that's it, no.
I think that there should be some sort of activities that are prohibited for politicians. Like, I don't know if I stand alone on this one, but I don't think that politicians should be able to use social media as a campaign tool.
Donald Trump made an art form of it. If he didn't, he was tweeting, and that's what got him elected, all
Senator
that earned
Obama.
Media. Yeah, so did Obama. Both of them, actually, you're right.
And I think it's really misleading. I think that voters should work a little harder for the knowledge that they need to acquire to pick a candidate. And I don't think that that's prohibiting people from, like, information. It's just making them work a little bit harder to learn. You know, the opportunity's there. Nobody's stopping them. But when you just kind of make everything so apparently easy, I think it makes
it blurs the line.
Uneducated voters.
Right. I love how you said it. Uneducated voters, they see somebody who's popping up all over on social media and they just go in that direction. Okay, I would agree with that. I would say completely fair, great assessment there. We've seen it with two different presidents, Democrat or Republicans, except for, of course, this is the way people communicate now moving forward. But also in the case of Michelle Obama, she is the former First Lady. She is a rock star with this becoming, that's the name of her book, press tour. And woohoo, it is the era of the woman. And she grew up poor on the South Side, and she has empowered women. So there she is in this sparkly suit at the start of the ceremonies with Alicia Keys, Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, J-Lo, and, you know, a few others that, and she just blew everyone away. And what she said was, from the Motown records I wore out on the South Side where she grew up to Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade, music has helped me tell my story. It helps us share ourselves, our dignities, our sorrows, our hopes, our joys. Wow, that was huge. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A funding bill that would avoid another government shutdown has been passed. Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart praised cooperation from both sides of the aisle.
This bill shows that despite our disagreements, when you work through our differences to find common ground, you can break the gridlock.
The president has agreed to sign the bill, even though it doesn't include the amount of border wall funding he wants, saying he will then just call for a national emergency to get the funds. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says Trump's actions will be challenged.
I don't think he cares at all whether this passes constitutional muster. Certainly doesn't care whether it's constitutional, but he also doesn't care what happens when it gets challenged in the courts. All he really wants to do is present some fig leaf. He's getting less funding today than he would have if he hadn't shut down the government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, time for us to head to the mailbag. As you heard, and lots of you had plenty to say, remember, you can always shoot me your thoughts by sending to me at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact there. That's how you can find me. I kept it real simple. We're building it out. We got the tent up, and we're putting all the whiz-bang elements to that website here pretty soon. But anyway, that's how you reach me, and here's the first one up. This one is from Frank, and Frank says, "Hey, Kate, wow, what's going on with the wall situation? It seems almost insane, but yet it seems sane at the same time. I am tired of this immigration problem. You've talked about it. You've said it your entire career. Immigration has been a problem, and absolutely it has been. And I wonder what's going to happen with this emergency deal and the Prez." Well, that's the big story. The big story now is the Senate voted 83 to 16 to approve the funding measure, which stops the government shutdown, and then it provides $1.375 billion for 55-mile border barrier. So that's 55. That's way less, if my math is right, than the 5.7 the Prez wanted. So he'll sign it, but he's going to declare a national emergency so he can get the additional funds for the border wall. And very late on Thursday, the White House announced the president would be making remarks about national security and the border in the Rose Garden. So there you go. That's what's happening. There's ways to do it, apparently. And we talked to the former Congressman Bob Ney, who said, you know what? There's ways to do this. And I think they figured it out. We'll see how it plays out, however. And, you know, Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, who voted for the bill, said he supports the president's plan to declare an emergency. And this is what he said. He said the president's not exercising any power that Congress didn't give him. Had Congress done its job instead of playing politics, he wouldn't have to do it. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, as you know, long time on the Hill, he said, let's all pray that the president will have wisdom to sign the bill so the government doesn't shut down. So this is the way to avoid the shutdown, but then to leapfrog into a different direction, and it could be challenged, but there might be these ways around it, which that's what it's looking like. It still would have to play out. And the president has suggested all along that he could get the rest of the money for a wall by declaring some sort of a national emergency, that he could use defense money for wall construction. There could be legal challenges, probably will be, from opponents who say the president can't do that, can't declare an emergency, but he can do it. And then they can challenge it. That's how this is all going to play out. All right, how about this one from Steve? And Steve says, hey, Kate, I was wondering if you saw Michelle Obama at the Grammys. I have to say, I'm a Republican, but you go, Mrs. Obama. I never had anything against her. In fact, I thought she seemed like a decent first lady and took a lot of flack she shouldn't have had to take. It's ridiculous when the first ladies become the targets anyway, in my opinion. But she is raising awareness. Look, she grew up poor and ended up going to law school and working hard. You cannot fault that against her. She absolutely lived the American dream. And if she gives hope to anybody, be they white, black, Hispanic, or whatever, I say right on. And I'm sure my buddies wouldn't agree, but I thought it was very well done. All right, so there you go. Then we go to this one. This one is from Joseph. And Joseph says, Kate, you talked a lot about money in the past. You've had investment people on, a lot of them. And I think when you look at where the market is now, you know, there certainly is the ups and downs. And would you suggest that it's better to diversify rather than put your money all in one thing? Well, I am not a stockbroker or an investment advisor. Of course, it's better to diversify, I think, in anything you do, right? So I am risk averse in a way. In a way, I'm not, because I am a risky person, right? But if I have my druthers, of course, I would want to have investments in different areas. Why? Because you don't know. I say this all the time. The market is like the craps table, right? If you have tons of money and you're just taking chunks here and there and you're making these quick hits and it's paying off, that's one thing. But if you're trying to score wickedly fast and you're pumping money all in one direction, that is wickedly risky. You don't have to be brilliant to realize that. It's all about managing money, right? It's all about the advice you take. But I think ultimately you make the decision yourself. Don't let somebody else push you into doing something you don't feel good about. Do your homework. Why are you doing it? What do you want to have happen? What are you looking for? What's comfortable for you? That's, you know, do it from A to Z and make sure you feel good. There's no sure thing, but there certainly are safer investments, right? It's like real estate. Now, you hear a lot about investing in real estate, and hey, real estate can be great. You know, you own real estate, you own properties, you know how to run them. I know a lot of people who have made a lot of money that way, and they didn't start off with a lot of money. They scraped it together, but they were scrappy and learned what they had to do and then went for it after that. Boom. That's it. Then I got this one. from, I got this one from Mac, who says, "Hi, Kate. I've been traveling. I have been listening to the show. I actually do the podcast thing on TuneIn. I heard you talk about it one night, and I got the TuneIn app after you said you had the TuneIn app. And now it's actually been a great tool because I've been able to listen to you and my other favorite, which is Sean Hannity. So I have Sean and Kate programmed in, so to speak. And I've been listening to your shows. I have to say, one of the things that I really, really love that you do is on many of your segments, you say, you know, this is all about being the voice of reason, and whether you're right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, you're invited to the party. What a nice sentiment. Wouldn't it be great if we could have those conversations again instead of attacking each other? Politics is such a hot wire that with my company, you have to sign an agreement that when we are out and we're dealing with clients or we're at conventions that we don't talk about politics because it could alter the way we are viewed. How do you feel about that? Well, here's the thing. You work for a private company. I don't know the company, but you work for a company and it's like signing non-disclosures, right? And they ask you to sign certain things or else they tell you can't be employed there. So that's their choice and that's your choice to do it. I can see how that can happen because I've seen some heated things in speaking to companies and speaking in different financial areas. I've seen people get hot about things when something comes up, you know, whether it's we're talking about the wall, whether we're talking about State of the Union, whether we're talking about something that happens with the Democrats or Republicans or, you know, whatever it might be. So that's happening more and more with companies because they want to try to avoid that. So interesting because I grew up, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I grew up with a mother that wanted us to know about current events, and we were supposed to have opinions when we came to the dinner table and be able to defend our opinions. I mean, we didn't have screaming fights and food wasn't flying, but we would just talk about what was going on in the world. And now it's like religion and politics. That, you know, it's that old saying about you can't go in that direction, and that is true depending on the circumstances of who you're working for or what you're doing, because sadly we should be able to express ourselves, but because people get so hot about it and it becomes sometimes almost to the point of ridiculousness of fights and alienation and whatever else, if that's the culture, then of course you can't do it. And, you know, T-shirts with political statements and that whole kind of thing, that's, you're just goading, asking to have things, you know, to have things happen. All right, let's move on to another one. How about this from Karen? Hey, Kate, I was wondering what you thought of this new phenomenon about axe throwing and also escape rooms. I've been doing both. I'm not saying I've done it a lot, but I've done it a couple of times with friends, and I've done it with neighbors. Actually, we had a night where a bunch of us did the axe throwing thing, and I was wondering if you have done either one of these things, and what'd you think? That's such a crazy question, because I have done both. I've done the axe throwing thing with friends, and I was terrible at first. I was getting so frustrated, because I just thought, you teach me, I do it. So they show us how to throw it. Boom, I throw it. I keep hitting it. It's bouncing off the target. Bouncing, bouncing. And then finally, I said to the instructor, because you're supposed to use two hands, throw it over your head, or throw it in front of you, and you just kind of push it. And I said, I want to do this one-handed. I think I'm better one-handed. And sure enough, and he said, just don't hack yourself and be careful, but you, okay. And when I pulled it back one-handed, boom, I'm hitting the target, hitting the target, hitting the target. So I did the one-handed thing. It was cool. And then the other thing, escape rooms, I've done them a couple of times. And you got to be good at puzzling and clues. And thank goodness I've been with people who are much better at that than I am. If it's straightforward, it depends on the kind of room we're talking about. I just did one with my nephew and my family. Luckily, we escaped the room. some of those clues are pretty darn hard. Smart and innovative of people to think of this form of entertainment because they're making a ton of money on both. Stay with us.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound, plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So let's go to the movies. And if we decide that we are going to the movies together and we search through the movies, yeah, we do the Fandango thing, or we just look it up another way. We just ask Alexa, hey, what's playing at the movies? You would find that there is What Men Want, the Lego Movie 2, the second part. We've talked about that one. My Bloody Valentine is another one. You know, movies to me, it's so interesting. There's Captain Marvel, too, as well. What's so interesting to me is how we go through these weird periods of, it's like a drought, horrible movies. And then all of a sudden, there's so many movies that look like you want to see them, you know, on a big screen. Because yes, we can stream. Yes, we can wait. Yes, there's a million other things that we can do. But I've said this before, smashing a golf ball off of a little tee is good relief for me, for everything that annoys me, like some of the nonsense echoing out of Washington, or going to the movies. Because, look, save up your calories, grab the popcorn, sit there, relax, and watch it on a big screen. But it has to be, the movie has to have at least a chance to pull me in. So I saw Glass. I thought that was good because I saw it with my nephew. He's excited. It was fun. I got the whole thing because I had seen the others, so it made sense to me. I have seen, I'm trying to think. I've seen, of the movies that are out now, I haven't seen any of them except for that one. I didn't see Aquaman. I didn't see any of the other stuff. The stuff that I saw was movies that just would have gone to, like, dollar movies, or they're waiting to be streaming movies. So here's what's in the movies right now. This is one that people are talking about, and they are pumping it out all over the place. I've seen it on the tube. People are in love with The Rock. He is somebody who makes a lot of money for pictures, and he is the hot thing right now. So he's in a movie called Fighting With My Family.
I'm watching that.
Give me the remote.
No, give it. It's off.
Zach, what the bloody hell do you think you're doing? You really want to choke her out in a lot of things?
Yeah.
Now pull it tight. Oh, yeah. Now she's in trouble.
Oh, wait, I know you. You're from that weird family, aren't you?
We're not weird.
We don't like wrestling.
How do you know if you've never been?
I've never had rectal bleeding before, but I'm pretty sure I'm not a fan of that.
How about I shove her head up your ass and then we can find out? Hello?
My name is Hutch Morgan. I'm calling from WWE. We'd like both of you to come try out for us.
It's all fake anyway, isn't it?
Wait, what? Sorry about that.
It's The Rock! We're huge fans.
Thank you so much.
What advice would you give us? We want to be the next you.
What are your names again?
My name.
It doesn't matter what your names are. You walk around here interrupting The Rock, you like you haven't seen the sun in 20 years. You like you just stepped out of Oliver Twist.
Please, sir. May I have some more advice, sir?
You want some advice? Here's The Rock's advice. Shut your mouth.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Got it. Good morning, wrestling nerds.
Well, this is where we see whether or not you get to go on to WWE.
This is our shot, Zach.
Hello.
Why do you want to wrestle?
I'm the toughest bastard in any room. Probably shouldn't swear, not when there's ladies present. Sorry, miss. Sorry about that.
I call your name. That means you'll be coming with me to Florida. Paige. Thank you all very much.
To take my brother. No one deserves this more than Zach.
I wish you the best, son, but this is the end of the line for you.
Do you know what it's like to want one thing in life, and then your own sister takes it away from you?
It was my dream, too.
I have no idea who I'm supposed to be out there.
You're not just doing this for you. You're doing it for the family.
Paige, I myself have come from a wrestling family, too. I know exactly what it means to you.
But don't worry about being the next me.
Be the first you.
What?
It's Dwayne Johnson. How are you?
Prove it.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah, and I'm Vin Diesel, mate.
I'm sorry.
All right, so this movie is, like I said, is getting a lot of attention because it's about these kids that one gets in, the girl gets in, the boy doesn't, and they're trying out to be wrestlers, and The Rock's involved, and you could follow that storyline a little bit there. It's PG-13. It does look kind of funny, and if you're into that kind of thing, you might like it. I guarantee there are some people that will love this movie. 2 hours, 8 minutes, Captain Marvel. Remember when everybody was turning to ash at the end of the last one? Andy and I were talking about this off the air, so it was huge, and people have been waiting for this to happen. Who did he text? Well, maybe he texted one of the most powerful heroes when the Earth is caught in the middle of this galactic war between two alien races. Take a listen.
Way.
big soldier when I see one. Never occurred to me that one might come from above. Space invasion. Big car chase. Truth be told, I was ready to hang it up until I met you today. So, you're not from around here?
It's hard to explain. I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here. But I can't tell if it's real.
Idea what threats are out there. We can't do this alone. We need you.
I'm not what you think I am.
Sweet. They think it's going to open to 100 million. You're going to have to wait. That was a juicy clip for you till March 8th for it to open up. Finally, we end up with Alita, Battle Angel. Check this one out as we trail away.
Shook and the sky burned. Of the ones that survived. Who awoke to a different world. Where the powerful prey on the weak. But that's not the way it has to be.
When I found you, your very human brain was miraculously intact.
It's the loneliest feeling not to know who you are.
In time, you'll remember.
Alita is new here.
It's a harsh world down here.
You gotta be willing to do what it takes.
I need to run!
My love. She's the last of her kind. She contains technology that has been lost for 300 years.
Let me show you something.
This body, I feel a connection to it. I can't explain. You know more about me than you're saying.
Alita, some things have been left forgotten.
Then I'll find out for myself.
All right, so Alita is a cyborg who wakes up in a doctor's clinic with no memory of who she is. Can you imagine what that would be like? PG-13, 2 hours, 2 minutes. If you go to a movie, send me a cheap movie review at katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. You can pick it up on Amazon.com if you don't go to the movies. Thanks for listening.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.